previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber has extended the temporary concession for those awaiting the outcome of visa, waiver and appeal applications. The new expiry date for the concession, which applies only to foreign nationals who have been legally admitted to South Africa, is December 31st this year. So if you think this applies to you, you must also have submitted your applications via visa processing agency VFS Global and be able to produce a verifiable receipt for that application. Schreiber has made it clear that he sees immigrants as two distinct categories, those who have tried to obtain lawful visas to contribute to South Africa either through their skills or as tourists, and the rest. South Africa's domestic market is not our priority. That's the clear statement from SAA interim CEO John Lamola, interviewed in Johannesburg by Bloomberg TV. The airline plans to increase its destinations from its hub in Johannesburg by two-thirds by the end of April, with a focus on regional and international routes. Lamola says SAA is aiming to add 9 destinations to its existing 14 and plans to boost the number of aircraft by 50%. Lamola says SAA is cash positive and can survive on its own in the next 12 to 18 months. Staying with the SOEs for a moment, the presidency's confirmed it will take charge of their restructuring. Minister of Monitoring and Evaluation Maropine Ramakgopa will be responsible with the aim of consolidating the shareholding of strategic SOEs into a state asset management company. This follows President Ramaphosa's decision to close down the Department of Public Enterprises. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 were both up just under 0.5% last evening, the All Share hitting a record closing high, the Top 40 not there yet. London's FTSE was also up just under 1%. No US markets closed for the July 4th holiday. Tokyo, Sydney this morning both down 0.2%, Hong Kong down 1.1%. US dollar unchanged at 108 to the euro, the rand a little firmer, 18.24 to the dollar, 19.74 to the euro, 23.30 to sterling. No real reaction from the pound so far, by the way, to the massive landslide win for Keir Starmer's Labour Party in yesterday's British general election. I think that's been priced in since the Liz Truss gilts crisis in 2022. Gold this morning at 2,361, platinum 1,003, Bitcoin 55,246, and Brent crude oil just over $87 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.